Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, this is our second hour. And of course, if you're just waking up, you overslept, I guess I would say. I like to start with something positive and uplifting. And a person who feels appreciated will always do more than what's expected. So with that, I do want to introduce some of my guests that will be joining us today. And of course, we've got Gary Polk, and he is going to be talking about Innovation Incubator at the California State University Dominguez. And then we've got Gina Quarantello, and she's going to be talking about American Heart Association, of course, and also Katie Beck. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have an event or you have a business that you'd like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, we'd love to do that with you. Give us a call. We'd love to get you on the air and so that you can talk about your story and who you are. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website, and that is KimPaganoShow.com, or our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with the Rubicon. It has been extended. The show is called Buyer and Seller, and we have that going this weekend for sure with our good friend Brian in charge of the show. This is a one-man show with Brian.
One man, six personalities.
How does he do it?
I don't know. I'm going to go see it.
Brian McDonald is pretty amazing. Actor, director, and now you see him on stage on this one-man show, Buyer and Seller. Along with that, the Harlem Globetrotters, unstoppable fun, action-packed ball handling. It's gotten better and better over the years. You're going to love the Globetrotters. L.A. Zoo, always fun in Los Angeles. Along with the zoo, you get the Botanical Gardens with Kim. Great prizes. How about the 21st annual Race for the Cure? You've been involved with that for so long, Kim, and it's a wonderful
competition and fundraiser.
It's good fun. And then Ventura Watering Gardening Classes. It's all about the 6th annual Water Take One Film Festival, and you are going to learn about how to make your garden grow and how to make it with less water, which is essential these days. These classes are really important, and we have those going on right here in the city of Ventura.
There you go. Also, I'd love to kind of add to that list, and of course, Tristology is one of our new sponsors for your love and your passion, and we have a $50 gift certificate, and I would love to share that with one of my listeners. If you've not stepped in their store, that is located at 434 Main Street in Ventura, please do. I'm telling you, Roland is a delight, and not only a delight, but she really just makes you feel so welcome and so understanding. So I would love to share that with you. Also, if you can't make it in, you can call her at 888-801-8952. So again, I'd love to start off with a gift certificate for that. And of course, let's bring our first guest on, Gary Polk. Are you there?
I am here. How are you, Kim?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about, well, yourself and of course, what we're going to be, what you're going to be doing.
Well, a little bit about myself. I'm an adjunct professor here at Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. I teach business management, ethics, and entrepreneurship. I've been here since 2001 as a adjunct professor. I'm an alumni here, and I really love this university because of our diversity and the fact that I'm an alumni. So both of those factors are key.
You're built in.
Absolutely, exactly. And so January 2017, we launched our Innovation Incubator, and we're really excited. We kind of overachieved in our first year. We were able to bring about 1,260-plus people on campus in incubator-involved events.
Our original goal
was to bring in 10 clients in our portfolio. We wound up with 20. So that was really amazing that people just kept wanting to get in to be part of what we're doing.
So when you say an incubator, just for my listeners, what exactly does that mean?
That's a great question. We're a high-touch incubator. That means that we will assign a mentor, a professional who has some seasoning and experience, maybe good and bad experience, about real world. And they volunteer 2 to 4 hours a month, and they work with our clients. We use the Socratic method of teaching in that we ask questions. You know, one thing that's very true, you can run out of answers, but you can never run out of questions.
I like that. Okay.
So our incubator is for startups, but you have to have a proof of concept. It's a 12-month program, and our whole focus is that entrepreneurship can be taught. Entrepreneurship is a team sport, and through that process, we try to get you to build your team, and then we try to help you build that business model that's sustainable and where you can go out and really do something. And it was interesting. We have it's kind of a hybrid because we have an accelerator program, and that's for existing businesses who've been in business at least 2 years. And that is a 9-month program. Again, we assign them a mentor. The big difference is that the accelerator group, their growth potential is a little different because they understand, for example, one of our clients is at $8 million in sales. He wants to grow to $100 million. obviously we can't do that in 9 months, but we can help build his team and build the foundation that can handle that growth.
So how many people give advice or, you know, I guess are part of this incubator?
Well, we have, like I said, we have a primary mentor that we assign. And then we have a group of faculty and specialty, what we call subject matter experts, that serve as secondary mentors that can come in and help on an as-needed basis. So imagine your PPO physician, you work with that person, and you have a foot issue and you need a podiatrist, or you have a heart issue and you need a cardiologist. So we could have two or three mentors working at the same time. The other thing, though, is that we have a monthly best practices meeting where we bring in all of our clients, and we ask them one question, what keeps you up at night? And then the other clients get a chance to come back and say, what if you do A, B, or C? Come up with ideas. Because sometimes when you're in the middle and try to make a decision, it's really gray. It's really hard.
So like,
when you're outside,
like
it becomes black and white.
Right.
Oh, you should do this or that.
Right, or you can't see the trees through the forest, correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have an objective people looking at your business and saying, wow, maybe, you know, this might work for you.
And they're peers. So that's a good thing, because they're getting information from peers, they're getting information from industry specialists, and then they're getting information from a general mentor. But at the end of the day, they have to do their work. We don't do their work. Our mentor's main job is to hold them accountable for what they say they're going to do.
Okay. And is this fee-based?
It is fee-based. We charge $100 a month for the incubator. We charge, and that's the startups. We charge $300 a month for the accelerator. And for the nonprofits, we could go from 0 to 50, depending on what their situation is, because we do have a heart for the social entrepreneur, and that includes nonprofits.
So when you say an incubator, and then you said, what was the other one?
The accelerator.
So what's the accelerator?
The accelerator, again, is for existing businesses, at least 2 years or more, and they have growth issues of, maybe they're at 3 units and they want to grow to 100 units. Maybe they're at a certain level of less than 10 million. They want to grow to 20 or 40 million and have not figured out how to do that.
So, and I just want to, you know, remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are one listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you have tuned in here. We're talking with Gary Polk, and we're talking about the Innovation Incubator at California State University. How long has this program been involved or started?
Well, Cal State University Dominguez Hills, we started in January 2017. For about 2 years, we had a task force that did some research, and I was part of that task force. I was brought in as the interim executive director in, I think, September 2016. We did some planning, and then we were able to launch in January. So we have 1 year under our belt, and we're looking for a great 2018.
Wow. So what is the, like, the number one business, and I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it or not, but what is the number one business that you've seen such growth with?
Well, as far as our existing clients, LumaForge is a client that's in the video technology world, and they've had some great success. They're one of our accelerator clients, and they needed some financial help. They needed a CFO that could really understand the cash flow issues of a startup. And even though they had been around, Apple is one of their clients that loves their products, but they needed a little help. Again, it goes back to getting the right kind of help, and that's what we try to provide. So our mentor went out and helped them find a CFO, brought him in part-time, then he became full-time, and now their sales have doubled since year-to-date last year. And they're really excited. They're able to bring in some more capital. I just talked to the mentor this morning. The president went up to San Francisco in some big pitch for tech companies, and they won.
So, Gary, is this like a almost like a mastermind kind of a thing?
You know, I've heard of mastermind. I'm not really 100% sure if I know all about mastermind, so I can't really answer that directly. I can just tell you that we have we're not in one industry. We focus on women. We focus on veterans. We focus on the generationals, millennial, baby boomers, and Gen Z. We focus on first time. But we also focus on the social entrepreneur. And that was one thing I really wanted to talk about.
Let's do that.
The social entrepreneur is someone who wants to do good while doing well. Mm. That's a simple thing. Mm. They have something called the new triple bottom line.
Okay.
We all know about the bottom line, and that's profit. Today, the triple bottom line means profit, people, and planet. So the people are your employees and your customer. And the planet is, of course, our environment. And so now all three factors become very compelling. What we hope is that 60% of our clients, we don't expect everyone to become a social entrepreneur, that 60% become certified as a social entrepreneur, and we're partnering with an organization called B Corp. bcorp.net is their website. They have an assessment where they put for-profit companies through to find out if they truly are a social entrepreneur. With today's millennials, they're very altruistic. They're already there.
Okay, so what would, I know you gave the triple bottom line, people, planet, profit.
Right.
Okay, so give us an example of a social entrepreneur.
Well, I love that one. Zico Coconut Water. Mark Rampola is one of our supporters of the incubator. He came here last November, and we had a leadership symposium, and he talked about starting Zico Coconut. He wanted to make a profit, but he wanted to have a product that was good for people.
Hmm.
And he was working in South America and down there, Central America, and down there they drink coconut water like crazy. We're drinking Coke and Pepsi and all these carbonated drinks, which is not really good for us. And he brought that in, and he was able to start it in 2004, sold it 2014, 2015 to Coke, and did a great job. And that's just one example, but Giovanni Greek Yogurt, what he says about his employees and what he wants to do for them. Starbucks, Patagonia, Ben & Jerry's. There are a lot of companies out there, even Facebook today, say that they're a social entrepreneur because they really care about their staff. And so the bottom line is, it used to be, my generation, I'm a baby boomer, it was all about profit maximization. It was all about profit, profit, profit. Sometimes profit can lead to greed.
Okay.
The average corporation only makes about 7%. So if you're a CEO and you can do a 15 or 20% profit, that is very good. If you try to get to 40 and 50, maybe something happens and you cross that ethical line, that greed factor steps in. So what we want to do, we want to be the top university-based incubator for social entrepreneurship in the nation over the next 5 years here at Cal State University Dominguez Hills. That means we want to tell people about social entrepreneur with the idea of doing good.
I love that. That's so in line with my show. I mean, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it's about the brighter side of life, really, what you just said.
Right.
And so how to win-win, how to help people, how to, you know, make sure our planet is thriving. And then at the same time, a win-win with profit that your people that are working with you are making money too. It's and you're helping each other to grow, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of our taglines, Michelle Obama, our former first lady, she said, success is not about how much money we make, but the difference we make in people's lives.
I like that.
When you say, what are you doing as an incubator, that's what we're really trying to do. 75% of the students at Dominguez Hills are either Hispanic or Black. And that is important because that is America today, and it's really about capitalism. So someone said, well, Gary, if you have that in minorities, why don't you just be about minorities instead of social entrepreneurship? Because we want to be bigger than that. We want to be about all lines and the majority. We want everyone to understand it's very important to be social entrepreneurs.
Right. I totally agree. All right. Gary, you're always so innovative, and I love this. So let me ask you, I know that is there industry targets, or talk to us about that?
Well, women is the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. Women have realized that they may never be an old boy. They may never break that corporate glass ceiling. So they're starting their own business. March is Women's History Month. I go to a lot of pitch competitions, and usually they're male dominant. So on March 12th, we're going to have the Innovative Woman Fast Pitch Competition here on campus at Cal State Dominguez Hills down in Carson. If you know where the StubHub is at and where the LA Chargers play, they actually play on our campus, and they lease land from us.
Hmm.
And so March 12th from 1 to 5, we're going to have a women's pitch competition, and we've already collected projects. We have about 30 submitted. We're going to go through a semifinal process, and then on March the 12th, we're going to have 9 women come up and pitch, and we have this great group of judges that will pick the top 3. We have some cash awards and some prizes because we really want to promote the women entrepreneur, because women CEOs may be better than men CEOs in certain cases. And we think it's important that we do that. In April, we're going to have something called Capitalism 2.0 that focuses on high school students and college students. And then in June, we're going to have the Innovation Summit, another pitch competition, and this is going to focus on veterans, nonprofit, and then all comers. Maybe we excluded someone in those other two. Now everyone else gets to come, so we'll have 3 divisions, and we're looking forward to that because it's a chance to touch a lot of lives.
I love that. Gary, will you stay with us because I need to take a really quick break?
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give away some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. If you've never seen them or never taken your kids, they're great for all ages. And if you don't win tickets here, you can visit harlemglobetrotters.com for more information. But give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality lingerie and sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for creating a safe space where women are comfortable shopping for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to own their sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminars, classes, and private appointments too. For more information, visit www.tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
It goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to do another ticket giveaway. And of course, Rubicon Theater presents Buyer and Seller. It's a one-man show. This is the last week. And if you haven't, if you're like me and you haven't got there yet, let me make sure. You know, I was gone with my granddaughter being born, and I'm grateful for that, but I'm going to be there this weekend. So I'd love to share another pair of tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. This should be a great show. I've heard it's amazing, and I'd love to get you there. So again, also right now we're talking with Gary Polk, and so interesting, I have to say. You know, is there one common denominator that pulls all these people together that are successful? What's your thought on that?
I think that as an entrepreneur, you have to have passion for whatever you're doing. As an entrepreneur, you find it's more than a notion. It's very hard. It's a lot of failure involved. It's a lot of trials and tribulations. So if it's not your passion, you're going to give up. If you're a social entrepreneur, you have passion and compassion. So we kind of add that other element. So I would say that would be the common thing. Whether you're a female entrepreneur or a male entrepreneur, a veteran, a young person, an older person, it still has to be your passion. You can't just do it for the money's sake.
Right.
I have this article where one guy literally had 20 different entrepreneur ventures before he found his passion, and he found the right one. And he realized that over that time he had a little success, but it wasn't something he thought about when he woke up, thought about it all day, and then thought about it all night. And that's when you know it's your passion.
So let me ask you a question. You know, if you have several things that maybe you're doing for work or several things that you're doing for your passion, but do you think you could be too spread out?
Yeah, I think you can. I think that time management becomes important. What's interesting, I used to teach time management back in another career, and busy people tend to be very effective time managers.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting.
Well, I used to say that you want something done, give it to a busy person, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's some people that wear a lot of hats, like I'm going to talk about myself. And, you know, and so how do you, you know, sometimes you could be spread too thin, or how do you just take, you know, and put the next hat on? And because you're, you know, my husband always goes, well, which one do you love the most? Well, I really love them all. You know, that's why I'm doing what I do. But what is the, you know, if you, since you talked about time management in your other career, and then, of course, talking about the triple bottom line, what would you say, and maybe you could give us this as tips, of five things that you need to have in order to have those things?
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about a business context.
Okay.
There's a great book called The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. It's one of the books that we use. And his concept is about having systems. You have to be efficient. Sometimes in a business scenario, the competition may be so keen that you cannot increase prices. And then your chairman or your president or your stockholders or whoever says, how do we raise profits? Well, you do so by increasing efficiency. So I would suggest that, Kim, you should read this book, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Okay.
And he talks about, are you going to be a technician or are you going to be an entrepreneur?
Mm.
A technician creates a job, an entrepreneur creates a business.
Mm-hmm.
A technician says, I am my business. Without me, there is no business. An entrepreneur says, I can have work-life balance.
So say that again. I could have what?
Work-life balance.
Okay, work-life. Yes, got it. Okay.
And so let's say, here's a quick hypothetical. You open a barbershop, you open a beauty shop, you work there 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, you're working very hard. You've just created a job, you're a technician. You open up a barbershop, beauty shop with the idea, this is my prototype, I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to bring people in to run this business, then I'm going to have 10, then we're going to have 50, now we're going to have 100. What did you do? You have a support. That's where we get into entrepreneurship as a team. I read this article about a guy, $300 million in sales, 8 eateries, and 8 locations. 8 locations. And the question was, how? And he had 300 employees. How does a person with 300 employees, 8 eateries, and $20 million in sales do it? By himself? No way. He has a corporate staff of 12 people.
Hmm.
And what that really says is he has systems. He has people in place.
That's interesting.
That's what a true entrepreneur does. A true entrepreneur really brings in the people, provides them. They have the vision, of course. They bring in the people. They set up the systems. They bring in the resources. And then they let that work. That's what McDonald's did. Ray Kroc was an entrepreneur, whereas the McDonald brothers were technicians. And as technicians, they were brilliant. But you have to see the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton playing Ray Kroc. It's an amazing show. It's probably on Netflix out there.
Okay.
And it'll show you the brilliance of the McDonald brothers
right. From
an operational, technical standpoint.
Hmm.
It'll also show you their lack of vision as an entrepreneur, and that's where Ray Kroc stepped in.
I love that. Give out the name of that book one more time, Michael Gerber's.
The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber.
I'm not hearing that.
E-Myth.
E-Myth.
Like
got
mythology.
It. Got it.
E-Myth.
Okay.
And actually, the book was written, I think the last copyright was 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dated. But it's one of those classic books because the teachings haven't changed.
Got it.
And the efficiency is still important today. And so, Kim, in your scenario, let's say you have a business and you do an org chart and you need a HR, you need marketing, et cetera. Your name may be in every box because you're employee number one. But at some point, you're going to bring in employee number 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's the idea. That's what I'm doing with this incubator. Mm-hmm. Last year, I did everything. This year, I'm delegating. I'm bringing in people to handle my Entrepreneur Academy, to handle my mentors, to handle things that I've already created.
I love it. I love it. Gary, I love talking to you. I love your enthusiasm and your inspiration, and I love when you come on the show. So, again, where can my listeners find out more about you?
Well, my email address is gpolk, P-O-L-K, mm-hmm. csudh.edu. Our website is csudh.edu/incubator.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, please share our show with everyone, and we'll share what you're doing too. So, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for your time.
You got it. All right, take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about women and cardiovascular disease. And we've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some LA Zoo tickets. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will.
Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today. Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, it is February, Heart Month. We're going to be talking about women and cardiovascular disease. So much information on this. And so many times, women really put themselves last on the list. And so today, joining us is Katie Beck and Gina Quarantello. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So, ladies, are you there?
Hi, this is Gina. I'm here.
Hi, Gina. How are you? Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Gina, who you are and what you do.
Well, I actually have just moved back to the area about a year ago in December. I've lived here all my life. And for 10 years, I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was married to Bruce. We got a divorce, remained very good friends, and I ended up moving back here because this is the town I grew up in and have just always
been active
in the community. I love it here. Yeah, I'm in the insurance business.
Okay. And so talk to us about American Heart Association and how are you involved with them?
Well, I've actually gotten involved because of what happened with Bruce. I've always been a big believer in the Heart Association. I think it's a absolutely wonderful organization, and they do a lot of great things. And through what happened with Bruce and his experience, and I just realized how important it is that the word get out about, you know, what happens with heart issues.
Mm.
We things to look for, and things that just come out of the blue that you wouldn't even know.
Right. And now, okay, so just for my listeners' sake, your ex-husband, what happened to him and what was he experience? Kind of tell us if you don't mind sharing your personal story.
No, sure, absolutely. Well, I had he was coming out to help me in May because I had moved into the house here and had a lot of big boxes and things that I hadn't put away yet because I had broken my foot. And just before that, he started having really bad back problems, and we thought his back had gone out. And he'd gone to a doctor out in Tulsa, and basically they put him on a pain management program, which was narcotics. And he wasn't doing really well, and I said right before he came, I said, maybe you shouldn't come because you're not really in great shape. And he said, no, I want to come. And I think it was because he knew something was wrong. Because when he showed up at my door, he had lost 40 pounds. He was green. He was shaking. And so I thought, oh, my God. Because he's never been sick a day in his life, never broke a bone, anything. But I looked at him, and I didn't think hard. I thought, okay, he's addicted to the pain medicine.
Right.
And as he was with me a few days, and so, again, I'm thinking it's back. So I made arrangements for him to see a back doctor. He was nauseous. He was really lethargic. He wasn't eating and just shaking. And so, you know, he had gone home and had an appointment but missed it. And he kind of disappeared. So I called a friend and I said, something's wrong with Bruce. You need to get him to a hospital. And he went and picked him up and took him to the hospital. I'm giving you a long story short. And I got a call that, you know, something was really wrong. They admitted him for double pneumonia, then started running tests, and his white cells were all over, his red cells were all over. And it took about 3 days, and they determined he had infective endocarditis, so we ended up having to air ambulance him here to California to Los Robles Hospital. And it just saved his life because they were just so on it and up to date on everything, you know, that was happening. And I'm, you know, Google searching infective endocarditis. I mean, this was completely out of the blue for me. And I just learned so much about things to look for. I mean, you know something's wrong, but it's easy to miss it. But bottom line is he ended up having open heart surgery. He had to have two of his three valves replaced. Found he had a hole in his heart that
wow.
he was told about many years ago, but the doctor said, you don't have to worry about this. You've had it forever. Nothing you got to do. And that was probably 11 years ago. And so never even gave it a second thought. Well, mm-hmm. through all this, the surgeon, Dr. Fontana, said he probably should have been, he definitely should have been taking antibiotics every time he went to the dentist because the bacteria he got was
from
a dental office. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had his teeth cleaned. It was mm-hmm. nothing, you know, and it just, the weakness in his body, it got into his bloodstream and just, I mean, the antibiotics are so strong that you have mm-hmm. to take. He actually went into renal failure. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty scary, but he made it.
Yeah. So, and thank you so much, Gina, for sharing that story
sure.
here on the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I lost my mom 2 years ago, 2 days ago, or, you know,
wow.
this last week, the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and, but she had a lot of dental work, and I believe, mm-hmm. you know, she was seeing her doctor. She was, you know, but, and they were like, no, everything came back perfect, you know, well, mm-hmm. obviously not. But, mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about, now, what did you call that he had exactly?
Infective endocarditis.
So what is that exactly?
Well, not being a doctor, basically what it is, it's when this infection gets into your bloodstream
wow.
and it attacks the heart and it attacks the valves in the heart. And in this case, it just was everywhere in Bruce's body. And it had only been the infective disease doctor said that when I asked him, I said, well, how long has it been in his body to do this much damage? And he said, 6 months. And he goes, when was his last teeth cleaning? And ironically, it was a week. It would have been 6 months.
Really?
So
wow.
everything, you know, and they identified the line of bacteria that it is, and it is the one from the dental office. And it's not that the dentist office isn't clean. It isn't that.
No, but they do say that, you know, your teeth are, I mean, you have to be careful because if
yes.
you don't take care of your teeth, it's related to your heart, correct?
Exactly. But see, in his case, Bruce has only had two cavities his whole life.
Mm.
So he's got great teeth.
Mm.
It just, but the problem was he had that hole in his heart. And had he realized and been told, he should have been taking an antibiotic.
Yeah.
Like you hear when you have a knee replacement, you have to take an antibiotic. It's because of that bacteria.
Very interesting. Very
but that's
interesting.
How I really got involved with the Heart Association
mm-hmm.
through all this. I started, you know, met Katie and it's just a great organization and they've just been so supportive and helpful and,
wow.
you know, it just,
how's your ex-husband doing now?
You know, he's actually doing fantastic.
Oh,
you
are his angel.
I mean,
seriously, because some people, I wish I could have had one more chance to
yes.
notice for my mom, you know?
I know.
And
I even
so,
went, it's just, you never know, but you know, I went back there to see, he just had a show that he did, and it was his first show since he left my house in December, because he was in the hospital from June 30th to September 28th, and then
yeah.
rehabbing at my house till mid-December. So I went back just to make sure he was doing okay and strong enough to do a show, and he just did great. And it was like, gosh, my work here is done. I mean,
oh, that's great. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know, when you're married to somebody for a long time, so many people think our marriages and our relationship are disposable. And you know what? I mean, it's like, you know what? You had some good times together. So,
yeah,
you know, you
yeah.
care about each other. Will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to find out a little bit more about, you know, kind of what American Heart Association did for you.
Okay, thank
great.
You.
All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're so grateful that you're here. We just had Justin Hunsinger on for his birthday bash. And of course, they were promoting LAPD Devonshire Pals of Foundation, and that's going to be over at Borderline Bar, and that's in Thousand Oaks. That's March 9th. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. If I if you call in right now, I'd love to share those with you. If you like country western, you'll love Justin. And of course, call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday. And of course, from 6 to 8. And I have another event that's coming up, a couple events. But one is the 2018, the Blue and the Gray Civil War reenactment in Moorpark. That is March 17th and 18th over at Hitch Ranch. I've got tickets for that. I'd love to share those with you. And then, of course, also we have Champagne on Main. It's getting to be that time. And, of course, I have tickets for that, too. Another foundation that I am going to be a part of, I'm going to be emceeing it, is March for Babies. And actually, the ambassador family is my daughter and her husband and my little twins. So that is over at Cal Lutheran. And I'd love to share that with you and have you be a part of that. So again, so many things that are happening. Please, if you don't already get our newsletter, definitely when you call up at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, ask to be on the newsletter, and also leave us your name, your number, and your email. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Katie Beck and Gina Corintello, and we thank you so much for your story, Gina. And of course, Katie, thank you so much for being here from the Heart Association. Let me ask you both a question. If you have any of signs for heart warnings, what would they be and what should you do?
Sure. So this, I'll jump in there. So heart attack warning signs come in all different forms, and many of us are familiar with what we call like the Hollywood heart attack, which is that uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, or fullness or pain in the center of your chest, that crushing pain like an elephant sitting on you. But some people have less dramatic signs. So it can be shortness of breath, could be nausea, not feeling well, lightheaded, just feeling not like yourself. And all of those could be markers that something is not right. And so at the Heart Association, our message really is to not wait. Don't wait and see if it gets better, but to seek help right away make a doctor's appointment, or if you're really worried, go to the ER. Every doctor, physician, and cardiologist that I talk to say it's always better to go and have it be nothing rather than to wait and have it be something.
Right, right. And now I know you talk about FAST. What does FAST stand for?
Right. So FAST is our acronym that we use to help people recognize the signs and symptoms of a stroke, which is also related to heart disease. But unlike a heart attack where a blood clot will go into your heart, a stroke is when the blood clot makes its way up to your brain. And one thing I learned, actually, before I worked for the Heart Association is that I didn't realize that a stroke is generally a non-painful incident for folks. So it's something that many people may ignore.
Oh, that's really interesting. Okay.
Right? So because they just say they tell you that they feel funny or like it's an out-of-body experience. And so using this acronym FAST, F-A-S-T, so A or F stands for your face drooping or kind of like the melting of one side of the face. A is for arm weakness. So it's typically one side of the body. The person won't be able to lift up their arm on one side. S is for speech difficulty or slurring of your speech. And if those three things are presenting themselves, then T is time to call 911.
Very interesting.
And calling 911 is of utmost importance because time is really of the essence when it comes to treating stroke. And there's a lot of great new treatments out there, but people need to be seen in a certain window in order to be eligible to receive those treatments and have the blood clot treated or removed. And I've met many survivors who get to the hospital in time and are able to walk out of the hospital a day or two after having a stroke, like really nothing ever happened.
Gosh, would that be like the best news? So back to heart attack warning signs. I know you said, you know, I mean, that is really what you think about is like an elephant sitting on your chest. But what if you don't have that? You know, it's either like a pain or discomfort in one or both arms, or maybe I've heard a lot of neck or jaw or stomach aches, right?
Exactly, yeah, and especially in women. Women tend to present much differently than men, and so women are a lot more susceptible to those kind of underground markers like a jaw pain or shoulder pain or nausea or often that feeling like you have really, really bad heartburn. And so if you're starting to experience one or more of those symptoms, I would either call 911 or go to the ER and have it checked out.
That's very good. If I want to give a little bit of input here, that something happened to my niece, and it was FAST is what saved her.
Oh.
Because she was actually under treatment for breast cancer. And women, if they're being treated for breast cancer, oftentimes they're more susceptible to having a stroke.
Oh.
Which I had no idea about that.
Right.
And that is exactly what happened to her. She was at home, and she started slurring her words. And she was getting very weak, and her son, the kids had been taught about FAST, and her son was there. And she, you know, mumbled out, "I think I'm having a stroke." And then they did the arms, put the arms up, and then he ended up taking her right over to the hospital.
Wow.
Thankfully, yeah, it was just, but it does happen. But another sign where, who knew about, you know, if you've had breast cancer, you're more susceptible to a stroke also.
I tell you. Okay. Well, ladies, I thank you so much for sharing all these, you know, things. You know, I always think that women, and I'm going to speak for myself, you know, it's like, oh, I'm too busy right now. You know, this is not what I want to be doing. But, you know, the fact that we, some of us don't put ourselves on the plate and, you know, don't take our feelings or our, you know, our actions really careful and make sure that you're doing something about them is really important to do. So, Katie, how do we find out more about American Heart Association and how can we, one, help out or be, you know, a volunteer or make donations?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Heart Association has a great website, heart.org. And if you want to visit locally, you can put a / Ventura County. And there's a ton of free resources on there, anything from caring for your heart to prevent heart disease and stroke to recovering, as well as healthy eating and physical activity and lots of recipes, which I know a lot of people are always on for looking for those heart-healthy recipes. And then get involved in locally. We are looking for great volunteers to get involved or give a donation. All of it helps us continue to spread the word out in the community. And you can call us at our office at 805-445-7050.
Very good. Well, thank you, ladies. And again, thank you so much for sharing here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. And again, we are at the end of our show. It's been an amazing 2 hours. And of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. So I'm so glad that you have joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.